News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It's a Saturday. It's history. It's KTSM.
So
there's Melissa Sargent.
Outside.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's so beautiful outside. I think we need to move. Let's move our microphones outside.
Well, you know what? We already moved the phones outside, and they don't work.
So
let's don't
Never
do
mind.
Any, let's don't move anything else.
Yes.
So we'll see how this day goes without phone. We could do the trivia on Facebook, couldn't we?
We could try.
I could give it a shot.
We'll try.
But in the meantime, we got a radio show here about El Paso history. It's on KTSM AM 690. And where else may we be found?
Well, you can find us on ktsmradio.com. And you can click on the iHeartRadio link where you can listen to us on your smartphone, tablet, or your computer and take us anywhere you travel around the world or into space.
Do you think you could get it hooked up on one of your fillings? So all you have to do is just lean over. Here comes 690.
Hey, they may be listening to us on the space station. Who knows?
Call in. But no, you can't. Not today.
They could.
If the phones survive the next 10 minutes and they work, we'll let you know. Okay. We have our call screener here today, but she's not doing anything. Evelyn Casari, good morning. Well, yell at us. She's here.
Sergio
Valenzuela is in there trying desperately to beat up the phone. So in the meantime, we'll just survive somehow. But as it goes, we're going to do history as we normally do. And we do have trivia? We do?
Well, we do have some trivia, yeah. In fact, you know, we might be able to just go ahead and post those questions online, and if people answer it, the first person is just trying to judge, you know, if I go along to who answers the question. You want to try it?
I'll give it a go. I mean, you put them out, you can put them out now, or you want to just put them online?
Give me the break to get there to
Facebook.
Type. I'm a slow typer, like,
Well, the Facebook, that's when we need them, is on whatever.
Yeah.
Can we work this out?
We'll try.
Okay, so as it goes. But then, lunch at Pepe's today is the theory at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Pepe will be there or be square. And also, we need to talk about something that's been, to me, an icon in El Paso. I grew up in the Logan Heights area over on the other side of the mountain, the Austin High School District. Mm-hmm. And up on the hill there next to Bassett School, where I also attended, there was this place known as a hospital.
Yeah, big hospital.
Big fancy place there. So we've never actually done the history of William Beaumont Hospital in El Paso. So today is the day, and there's a couple of good reasons. They've got some programs going on out there that we'll hear about. But the lady that came in today is a public affairs officer, Miss Amabilia Payan, otherwise known as Miss Payan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate the invite.
Well, here's the thing. You guys are up to something because your hospital is moving.
Yes.
Tell us the whole, how did that one get there? How's the next one going to happen? And what else?
Well, it started back a couple of years ago where it was decided because of the increase of the troop population and, of course, the veteran community, it was time to build a bigger hospital. And so it was decided and plans were made, contracts received, and as you can see, we're about 80-81% complete with a new hospital.
And where do I see that? Out in the desert of East El Paso.
Yeah, it's on the corner of Spur 601 and Loop 375.
So if you don't go out there, you don't know what's going on. But when you do go out there, you'll say, what happened here?
Yeah, it's huge.
They built another El Paso out here.
It's huge. Yeah.
So and the theory is that you're going to move out there someday.
Yeah, hopefully by 2020, they'll hand us the keys and tell us you can move in now. And after that, we're going to be moving in, not right away, but gradually within a 6 to 7 month time frame. And after that, we'll be accepting our first patient through the doors.
So you're not going to like start an operation in one building and finish it in the next building?
No.
This
isn't that kind of situation. No.
But it is challenging going down the freeway. That while you're transitioning, you still have to keep up patient care because readiness is number one. So it's going to be a challenge, and we look forward to that challenge.
Well, once upon a time, most of Fort Bliss activity was up on Logan Heights, and it's been kind of like disappearing for the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, were you here when they had the V2 rocket sitting there on Dyer Street?
No, I was not.
How many in the room here remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one.
Several of us remember that.
I remember when they had the barracks up there, and they still used to have some of the privates where there were young people were coming in. That's how long ago I go back.
It's changing, and so now as the new hospital is occurring, your old one is, well, I guess you can turn it into what, a library? Who knows?
Well, like we were talking earlier, what's going to happen with the old building is something that has not been decided.
Okay.
The people in charge of making these decisions have not really convened yet. I'm pretty sure they will when it comes down to it, and then it'll be decided what will happen to the old building.
But the new one has got, what, 10, 20 times bigger? How much bigger is the new one?
The new one is about 5.2. Let me see here. I got it. It's a campus of 6 buildings. And you've got the West Clinic and an East Clinic. You'll have a CIB clinic, which will have a lot of the educational part of it.
CIB.
Uh-huh. The Central Investigation Building.
Okay.
So it's where all our students do a lot of their research. And then you'll have the main hospital, which will be 7 floors to include a basement. And then across from it, you'll have the administrative building, which will be 4 floors.
So it's a teaching hospital.
Yes, we've been a teaching hospital.
I was not aware
for
of that.
A long time.
And so that's where you train doctors for the Army.
Yes, the longest course we have had is the practical nurse course for a very long time.
And that's really kind of cool because the hospital is named after Major William Beaumont, who is considered the father of gastric physiology.
Yes. Huh?
And he did his studying on gastric physiology. And
gastric.
Yeah, he was a surgeon, and he pretty much led the way for the rest of the country and for surgeons in gastric surgeries.
A lot of people assume that Dr. William Beaumont was here at Fort Bliss or was part of Beaumont, but he actually passed away
before
Fort Bliss even became Fort Bliss.
Well, same deal. Bliss was never here.
Right.
Himself, so, Mr. Bliss.
He is now, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, he had to die to get here. But that's a different matter. But no, but so the point is, this is an old name. And again, what the name...
Yeah.
What did he do and when? When did he do it? When was Beaumont a dude?
He was during in the late 1800s.
Correct.
I believe out of the Civil War and then late on in the 1890s and such. I believe he died in the 1920s, somewhere in there.
Somewhere
I don't remember off the top of my head.
He, since he was the father of gastric physiology, when the general hospital was being built in 1920 down the hill, they petitioned Congress to name the hospital after somebody important in Army medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And the name William Beaumont was chosen, and Congress blessed off on it and said, yes, you may name William Beaumont William Beaumont. And the reason that name was chosen and why Dr. Beaumont was chosen, because of that, we are an educational institution synonymous by being also taking care of soldiers, because our doctors and residents come to Beaumont to learn to be our Army doctors. So, and that's been going on for a long time, and that's why it's synonymous with education and teaching and being the flagship of what Army medicine has to provide.
Well, as far as patient care, how big was the old, is the current hospital, and how big is the new one?
Okay, so the current hospital here, let me see. We have 52 buildings right now, and that includes our clinics on Fort Bliss. And it's the main tower hospital is 1.2 million square feet.
How many beds, roughly?
Right now, our bed capacity is 108.
Is that the question to ask? You know, when you ask somebody, how big is your ranch? Well, I have 9 million acres. How big is your hospital? 100 beds. And that's what you said,
well,
right?
Yeah. Right. The first one, though, prior to this one, was the one that was, I think, 42 buildings, 403 beds, and then 100 emergency. That was the first one that was the lower Beaumont where the old buildings are.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the lower Beaumont, we actually had something called the Fort Bliss Hospital even before that. In 1893, and it was known as Building 8 right now. And currently it's where the Inspector General office is on Main Post. So in 1893, that building is now in the National Registry of Historic Places.
Mm-hmm. How about Building 4? You ever had anything to do with Building 4?
No. Is that the Red Cross building?
Yeah, that used to be a hospital at one time.
That used to be the hospital as well, yes.
It's full of ghosts.
Yeah.
I hear it's one of the most haunted places in America, actually.
It sure is.
When I was with Red Cross, I never had any issues there.
Well, you know, it was closed for a long time, and the utilities were off, and then and they'd come on in the middle of the night, and people get freaky. But when they reopened it about 6 or 7 years ago, and I went out to the grand opening. So I went and talked to one of the people, and I said, "Aren't you aware that you're moving into a building full of ghosts?" She says,
"Why would you
get this." She says, "We just moved out of Building 2, and it was full of ghosts. No big deal. You just have to make a deal with these people and move on." And so it's not that big a deal. But as far as William Beaumont goes, that's a very historic hospital. How well known is it across the country? I mean, a lot of people know about it, don't they?
The new hospital?
Both of them, the reputation of the old one.
Yes. We've gotten a few queries from media asking about the new one and the old one. And I actually even have folks from across the country stop by my office. And you're talking about people who have retired and they used to be a part of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So they love to come back and visit the hospital. And then they tell me, "My office was two doors down from you." So it's really interesting to see everybody that comes back and visits the hospital. And we welcome visitors like that. And we're actually trying to petition all these visitors to let us know about what they know about Beaumont history, because there's still a few holes we got to fill. We're getting ready to fill 3 walls in the new hospital that will depict sort of like a timeline of Beaumont history. So we're asking the public to come out and show us what pictures they have, what old relics they have from the hospital, if they're willing to donate that stuff, or we can simply go and take a picture of it and put it on the wall and give credit to the owner and whoever's what it is, some sort of inscription.
What are you looking for? What are you expecting?
Well,
a bedpan from 1957 or what? No?
Mostly pictures, because pictures are really easy to deal with.
People wouldn't walk out with stuff necessarily.
No, but we do have a lot of, like I said, folks that have been a part of Beaumont.
Sure.
And if they have, like, items that they could donate, medical instruments that are not used anymore.
Oh, how cool is that? Yeah.
Yeah, or a uniform of some sort that was used before, and we could totally do something with that. For example, right now what we have is an old wheelchair that, from what I understand, it was Omar Bradley's, Omar Bradley's old wheelchairs. But he did, you know, progress into more modern wheelchairs, of course, but we have an old wheelchair that he used to use. We also have his U.S. flag, and we also have his picture.
Oh, very neat.
So, and we have a lot of photographs from when the old hospital in the 1920s was built, and then for the current tower from the 1970s to 80s. So we have pictures of that, but what we're missing is before 1920.
Yeah.
So we're asking the public if they have that era before 1920, any type of historic photos or even newspaper clippings. Those will help too.
Has the Historical Society been in touch with you, or have you been in touch with them? Because a lot of times they've had things that have been donated to them that might be in their archives.
We have a historical committee officer working that piece.
Perfect.
And I'm not sure if they've contacted her or not yet.
The library downtown, the border collection.
Right. Right. We have the committee working hard on that stuff, and they gave me all this to talk about today.
Well, you know, when you go back and look at, like, the Mexican Revolution, there's all kinds of pictures that come from both of those locations.
Right.
UTEP Special Collections would be a third major group on your list to go take a look at. So what you're looking at is artifacts, you think mostly pictures at this point.
Artifacts or pictures, and even if you don't have any of that stuff, we are willing to let you come into our office. And we can document what you say. We can take it down, write it down.
Are you doing recordings, oral histories?
Yes, we can record you as well. Because there's going to be 3 walls. The first wall is going to be about 65 feet long, and it's going to sit in the dining facility of the new hospital. And that's going to depict the majority of William Beaumont-specific history. And then we're going to have a second wall in like the visitor area. It's about 50 feet long. And that's going to depict Fort Bliss history synonymous with William Beaumont.
Good.
And then the third wall is going to be a digital wall, kind of like the one that is the museum downtown.
Oh, cool.
And that one's going to have more worldwide Beaumont history where, because we have a lot of folks that come from a lot of places and they can touch the screen, like, for example, Fort Sam Houston. And it'll pop up and say, this is the Army medicine history of Fort Sam Houston.
Oh, interesting.
And whatnot.
What number can they call?
They can call my office number, which is 915-742-6006.
No extension. That's a direct line?
That's a line to me and my associate in my office.
But you don't want someone to bring stuff out there unannounced.
Oh, correct.
Like the front bumper of an ambulance that they happen to keep.
Or the ambulance.
No. We prefer that they call first, and we will converse on the phone and arrange a meeting. And either go to you so you don't have to haul anything out. We can go to you and take photos and talk to you as well.
That is so cool. I did find out on William Beaumont. I was way off on my dates. I should have looked a little closer. He actually was a Lebanese-American. He was born in Lebanon. You'll like that one, Evelyn.
Beaumont? The name like Beaumont?
Yeah, believe it or not, he was born in Lebanon. But he was American, but he was born in 1785, and he died in 1853 in St. Louis.
And he still gets a hospital.
But he did join the Army, so.
Yes, he was amazing.
He was obviously in the American Revolution. And
well, Ms. Yeah. Payan is in here with us talking about the history of William Beaumont Hospital, looking to put a little bit of history up on the wall. And we've got more to talk about because we got two more walls I think we need to hear about. We haven't heard of all the walls, have we?
Oh, those three walls.
Oh, that's it. Okay, we'll get some details from you in a minute.
Well, there's the walls that hold the building up.
We like those. And so we're Sergio, we're still out of phones, right? No, call Sergio's cell phone. Should we give out his cell phone?
No, don't do that.
Sergio's like, no!
You know, we could almost do this on a cell phone. Should we try that? Whose cell phone are we going to use? No, we're not going to do this.
No.
Tell you what, let's do this on Facebook.
Okay, give me a second over the break to set these up, and then we'll do it after the next break. Is that okay?
But, wait a minute. He says he's now got the phones working.
Oh, he does.
He just called himself on his own cell phone. In that case, Evelyn has to go to work.
Go to work, Evelyn.
And the work is going to be on that phone number. We have that phone number.
We do have a phone number. It's 915. Oh, well. Let's give
the phone number out, then the questions, and 544-5876.
Or 544-KTSM.
And?
The trivia questions today are, who is the Army Medical Center named for?
Oh, my God. You mean the one we've been talking about all morning?
That's right. And the second
Walter Reed? No, I gave it away.
Not Walter Reed.
No, I made that up.
He's back east.
The other guy.
All dem people in the west, on the East Coast. And how many buildings of bed did the first William Beaumont Army Medical Center have?
How many beds?
How many beds?
We made that up, didn't we?
Yes. No, we didn't make that one up. Or buildings, if you know that, too. How many beds or buildings did they have?
So and I want to announce that the engineer has rolled in, David Grice, and his young assistant.
Oh, my God, young assistant.
And we think the phones are good now? We don't know. Sergio, he says yes. It looks like it.
Yay.
Hey, you never know
until
somebody
calls. We'll find out soon, won't we?
They're going to have to call and win this stuff. And what do they win?
They win $20 in food certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Food in Caño Tío or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we've got the ghost story. Speaking of Fort Bliss, there's some.
It's on two. I don't know which one. I think
ghost
it's on two.
Two. You got one, two, three, and four.
Oh, then it's on one of those.
And Tom Lee's El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, Mexican Revolution sites.
I put a Cristo Rey in there, didn't I?
Cristo Rey, I believe, which we were talking about Randy Limbert, who helps us out
That's right. Randy is a Cristo Rey. You know, he has Cristo Rey Communications. That's the name of his newspaper.
Yes, it is.
And the phones are ringing. Evelyn, what happens when you answer that phone? Evelyn, is it you or is it David Grice calling you as a test? Oh, no, it's a real person.
She's
smiling in there.
So
all right.
We need to go to break.
Enough of all that. The phones are working. But in the meantime, you can get a Pepe certificate. We're going there today. We're going to ask Ms. Payan to pick a special off of this menu so that when we come back, we can help announce. When you pick a special, that's a bunch cheaper today, whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
Goes to $6.
Looks really good
on
here.
All right, we got this figured out yet? Evelyn, it's working? All right. She's got a real live body on the phone here. And we'll get to them in a moment. But first, we have to take this break here.
That's right.
But you can call us or you can look at Facebook. By the way, Facebook, 5,197 people.
Told you there's a lot of people.
Been reached since Thursday night when I posted that. And it's got the County Coliseum up there as well as William Boma.
That's right.
And they had the promo this morning aired on KVIA as well.
Mm-hmm.
So enough of that. Okay, they have to call us to get this stuff.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Iron horses. That's what the Indians called the trains that traveled throughout the Old West. But between those iron horses and the iron horses that our hogs ride today, there was a different form of transportation known as the stagecoach. And Stagecoach just happens to be the name of one of the greatest Western films of all time. The final destination for the stagecoach in the movie was the town of Lordsburg. And it turns out the movie launched one of America's most iconic acting careers. See if you can recognize this voice.
I gotta go to Lordsburg. Why don't you go to my ranch and wait for me?
Of course, that's John Wayne in his breakthrough role as the Ringo Kid, making his way to the same place we're traveling this weekend. The Lordsburg Loop we're driving is part of a rite of passage as old and legendary as the West itself. As always, the adventure starts at Barnett Harley-Davidson, or when you click on BarnettHarley.com. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride. Or in the words of the Duke,
slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go! We're burning daylight!
El Paso HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at ElPasoHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Maybe take a long vacation. Bahamas, Maui, Paris. Maybe fill an entire pool with nacho cheese and have the world's biggest nacho party. Maybe get that tractor you've always wanted. Well, the Texas Lottery has paid out more than $21 billion to lottery winners. People who simply had a dream and bought a ticket. Lottery.com makes it even easier to play and track winnings. Download the Lottery.com app and get your first ticket for free. So go ahead, dream on. What would you do if you won? Go to Lottery.com to learn more.
Save our school. After 60 years, Our Lady of the Valley Catholic School may close its doors. Help raise funds for Our Lady of the Valley by attending a benefit and concert this Saturday, April 14th with Christine Ostase, beginning at 4 p.m. For tickets, call 240-3510.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We need to help out Ojuki Apodaca if we can. His place burned down. That's Amigo's restaurant down there. And fire destroyed it. And he needs some help. This is the people that from the old Hart's Mill restaurant that went over there and turned on Amigos. Well, give him a holler down there and or go help him on GoFundMe.com, Amigo Restaurant, because they could use a buck or two down there. Also, buy three, get one free, Coronado Prime Meats, Elmer's Restaurant, Chicali Imports. What am I talking about? DVDs.
That's right.
If you want to know what the history is of this town, you got a DVD or two that will help explain that. And as you go through life and trying to figure out what happened in El Paso, the radio show is where I learned almost everything I figured out about El Paso. Because growing up here as a kid, I was not taught this stuff.
That's true.
At all. And you showed up 30 years ago, give or take, right?
I know.
And now you've learned quite a bit. But let's sit
still,
here.
I'm still learning every day.
Well, yeah, there's stuff going on all the time. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we have a caller on the phone here we'll get to in a second. You've got something to read, I'll bet.
Well, speaking of history, the El Paso Museum of History tomorrow's got a program at 2 p.m. It's called the Family Gallery Tour and Activity. Neighborhood and Shared Memories, and you can enjoy this program free of charge, and the event time is from 2 to 3 p.m., and then on the 19th, they've got another program. It's at 6 p.m., The Legacy of Family Migration, 100 Years of Mexican Migration to the U.S., and again, that's another free program. The 26th is at 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and it's Crafting from the Collection, Horseshoe Nail nail key rings.
Really?
And, yeah. And it's only $15 for members and $19 for not yet members. And they'd like you to confirm a space reservation no later than the 21st of April, and you can call the museum. And then the 28th is International Day of Dance. That's going to be at 2 p.m., and you can enjoy that program free of charge.
I feel my feet dancing already. 544-5876. We have two lines open at this point. Let's prove all that the lines work here. In the meantime, we do have a caller. Are you ready for Marcella?
Ready for that caller.
Is Marcella ready for us? Marcella, good morning. 321, Marcella. Sergio.
Marcella, are you there?
Put Marcella.
Yes, I am.
There
she is. We got you there now.
She's hiding.
You just blasted through all of a sudden. Well, Marcella, two things. First of all, you proved the phones work. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, secondly, you've got a trivia thought on your brain, I'll bet.
Well, yes, I know the answer to one of your questions.
Okay, which question did you have the answer to?
Who was it named after?
Oh, okay, who was the Army Medical Center named for?
It was named after William Beaumont.
Oh, there what a good go. Guess! Do you know what a guess!
Do you know what he was the father of?
Little Beaumont?
No.
Yeah.
I just was curious.
Why?
And let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you know who the builder of William Beaumont was?
Oh, I'm going to guess McKee. Was it McKee?
Yes.
How did I know that? Because of how? What?
My grandfather was very much involved. He worked for McKee all his life. That was the only job he ever had. He was
his
chief estimator. And he used to take us to Beaumont when I was just a little girl. And I'll tell you what, I said, if that was having a job, I would like to have a job like my granddad had.
Oh, my.
He loved his work. He worked for them all his life. He was their chief estimator. And, you know, the McKees were wonderful people to work with. My mom tells me about them all the time. So,
At some point, if we can do it, I would like to talk to you about that on the air, but that's up to you. If you want to take a McKee day here, we'll love to have you. But in the meantime, tell us what you can about the history of Beaumont. Did your granddad leave anything around, or did he get a little coffee cup or something, or what?
He has several things at his home, and I'm going to have to go through them because you knew when you walked into his home that he worked for Robert E. McKee.
Oh, of course, yeah. McKee was a character in a very positive many, many ways. What that man did for this town, I mean, going back to the Manhattan Project, he built all that. It's amazing. And of course, you're aware of down on Texas Street that building they built. That was a bomb shelter all by itself.
Well, another company, the Y, I think, was in there for a long time, and now it was a school, I believe. But at 1918 Texas Street, absolutely.
That's it.
And you know, they were the sixth largest builder in the world.
They did so many things for the government and for the private area, and we built Mike Austin High School, the stadium, and such. Well, now how about this? Now, when you get a chance, we have a phone number for you. That phone number for William Beaumont Public Information Officer is
915-742-6006.
6006.
Talk
Thank
to Miss Payan, and if you got any stuff, it'd be better at their place than in the shelf at your other house.
Oh yes, I agree.
I mean, you know. So. All right, so you got yourself a trivia here. What about?
So, are you going to go for Pepe's, or are you going to go for a DVD?
I'm going to go for Pepe's.
Pepe's.
All right. Okay.
We're going out there today. This certificate won't help you today because you got to come pick it up.
That's okay. I won't be there, and I probably won't be able to go until next week, but I will certainly pick it up next week.
And how do they do that, Melissa?
Well, how they do?
They come pick it up?
Oh, they come. She's going to stay on the line, and she's going to talk to Evelyn.
That's the answer, yes.
You caught me off guard. I don't know.
I thought, was your name not Melissa? You stared at me like
I know. You usually take care of that. I'm busy with Facebook.
You know, the long-haired lady in the control room, call her.
Lovely
and
Evelyn.
And in the meantime, thank you for playing, Marcella, and we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care, Marcella.
Hold on there. we do have Evelyn Cassara as our phone screener today. And I think it was because she's here that the phones were fixed.
Yeah, I think so.
They're scared of her.
She used to be a teacher.
That is true. All right, shall we go back and do the next? Sergio, we need a commercial or something here, don't we? In the meantime, we're looking at Facebook. We do, and that's 5,197.
That's right.
That's quite a few people on there. Anyway, so you can contact us there. You can call us if you like. Or if you have something to say about William Beaumont, it'd be kind of interesting.
That's true. We'd like to hear that story. Because there's a lot of people that are affected by William Beaumont in a good way. I mean, I worked there with the Red Cross, I had a volunteer group that basically when I went in and started my job, they just said, you just sit there and we'll tell you what to do. I was like, okay.
Did it work out?
Oh, they were great. I mean, that hospital back in the 90s was pretty much run by the volunteers because they were very low on staff at that time. And that was during Desert Storm, when that's probably one of the reasons also Beaumont was very well known back then, because the fear of the chemical war at that time. I mean, we were just set on a full scale that just it blew my mind at that time.
Right.
Because we were ready to receive many people that were going to be affected by the chemicals that we thought were going to happen with Saddam Hussein. Mm-hmm. Though we never got any of it, thank God for that.
Wow. Okay.
But it was an amazing time working with the Red Cross at Fort Bliss, El Paso, and at Beaumont. It was just an incredible time. I loved it.
Yeah, we're very thankful for our volunteers, for sure.
What's that number if they want to call us?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
You sure?
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Hi, this is Jack from Banyan Hill. You might have heard about that $34.6 billion that's expected to be doled out in what we call freedom checks. Huge checks that are changing people's lives from coast to coast. People like Sean from Pittsburgh. In fact, he's on the phone right now. Sean, you there?
Yes, I am, Jack.
Sean, let me ask you, how do you like getting these massive checks in your mailbox every month?
Well, Jack, we used to put stuff on credit cards living paycheck to paycheck. But now, after we started collecting a specific kind of freedom check, I have to say, life's a lot more fun.
I bet it is. In fact, getting massive freedom checks is fun no matter who you are. And with $34.6 billion expected to be paid out in private, non-government money starting as early as May 1st, now's the time to stake your claim on some cash. To get all the details, go to www.freedomchecksradio.com before the May 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecksradio.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-3515. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515. 1-800-700-3515.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
El Paso Live and iHeartMedia present El Paso's original craft beer event, the Sun City Craft Beer Fest.
Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd at Convention Center Plaza.
Tickets include access to the fest Saturday or Sunday, 10 samples of any 150 different craft beers and ciders in the beer gardens, a festival beer glass, and access to free activities like beer bingo, live music, a silent disco, Dave and Buster's Game Zone, and more.
Buy tickets now before the prize hops at suncitycraftbeerfest.com. Craft beer, ciders, food trucks, games, live music. We'll see you in Beer Lover Heaven downtown, April 21st and 22nd. Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Lots going on here to tell you about. We got to tell you about what's going on. Archaeology Museum. They had a biggie last weekend. They had the Poppies Festival.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 plus people out there.
It was so they're busy because we were out there. I came back after the parade to watch everybody. So,
Were there any poppies?
There were a few around, but it wasn't huge.
Every time I saw them on TV, they were a clump. And that clump really looked good.
There were more in people's yards.
Oh, was it?
Than there were in the mountain. But
well, you know, they sell the seeds out there.
Yeah,
so if you want to throw them around
just
your
the
yard,
nature, yeah.
Be kind of neat. All right. Well, what's going on out there? In addition, they got a bunch of exhibits. They have the public's invited to see the Casas Grandes Resurgent, the early potters of Mata Ortiz. And if you don't know what that is, you should check into that. They got an exhibit out there. Children of the Hisatino. The Children of the Hopis. How about that?
Yes, that's
I'll just leave it at that. But they're talking about what the Hopis, that's an ancient civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know about them, they got an exhibit out there that's kind of neat. All right, artifacts from local excavation. Now, this is one you might want to go see what they dug up. The Socorro Mission, and I think some of San Elizario, but mostly Socorro. UTEP excavated it out there for archaeology, and it's an interesting thing. They're going to have an open house for the exhibition coming up on April 14th, but they're going to be on display out there for a while. So they got lots going on out there, 755-4332. Give them a holler.
And I have a note from Bernie. On behalf of Keystone Heritage Park and the El Paso County Historical Commission, the El Paso History Alliance, and entire preservation communities, extending an invitation to you to attend and share your projects on May 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Keystone Heritage Park. And it's no charge for you, and we'll supply a table and two chairs for you to take advantage of. They're providing music throughout the day and culminating with a group of folks performing music and with musical instruments that the natives who lived along the El Camino Real Tierra Adentro would have listened to during the 16th and 17th centuries. And it's a preservation day is what, well, it's actually, that's that preservation day, I believe May 5th. And it's going to be a great event. So if you've got a preservation program or a program you're doing on history, we'd love you to come out there and promote. You could come out there for William Beaumont because you're doing on preservation, what they're talking about there. And let us know if you'd like to join us out there and set up a table. If you don't have a program, plan on coming out and seeing us on May 5th at Keystone. It's going to be a great day. So call us at 915-581-7920. And again, this is going to be a preservation day at Keystone Heritage Park. If you want to set up out there, call us.
They have a whole bunch of things they're doing. We got them on the air a couple of times coming up soon. And the preservation crowd in El Paso, started by the city of El Paso's preservation officer, they're doing all kinds of things all over the county. And so what Bernie's done here, cooking up so everybody show up at his place at once and see everything going on. So. And then they'll disperse throughout the month. So there's a lot to do around here. Okay, we need to find out more about William Beaumont Army Hospital. What is the official name of this, Ms. Payan?
What is the official name
of the hospital?
It will continue to be William Beaumont Army Medical Center.
That's what it's not. There's no hospital in the name.
No, it used to be in the 20s, but it
there
changed.
Was.
It changed when the new tower was built in 1971, 72.
So that's the main icon that we see out there. That's the one we put on TV when we get a chance, that picture.
Yes.
But that was the latecomer.
Right. The name William Beaumont Hospital or General Hospital was changed to William Beaumont Army Medical Center when the new tower came into play.
So what you got there is an interesting piece of El Paso history, Army history, and what are you doing about it? You're going to make it into some display walls.
Yes, we're going to go ahead and put it on three walls in the new hospital. We want to show our patients and our visitors, you know, the proud heritage and history that we have here in the borderland.
What was the focus in the early days of that hospital? Before you got the tower in the 70s, was it just general everything? I mean, births, deaths, whatever Army does?
Very general. In the 20s, you had several buildings. It was a huge campus. They had a lot of buildings. And you had the general services to patients, of course, surgeries. It was very well known to have very good plastic surgery during those times. So if any soldiers needed plastic surgery in the Army, they would come to William Beaumont to receive those services.
How does it compare to like a VA hospital?
Well, the VA right now is a clinic, and our hospital sees TRICARE beneficiaries. Whoever's covered by TRICARE can come receive services at our hospital and clinics.
What's a TRICARE?
That's the insurance that takes care of veterans and soldiers currently.
Okay, and currently serving soldiers.
Yes. So if you're covered by them, then you can receive services with us in our clinics and or hospital. And you have to be, though, a retiree or referred from the VA if you're not a retiree.
You just can't walk up and say, I broke my arm. Can you fix it?
Well, you can go to the emergency room.
You can
as
do
as
that.
A veteran, you can do that, yes. Yes.
Okay, so that... What else do we need to know about this hospital? Well, there were different times it did different things. Now it's got to focus, you mentioned, on the gas business from one of the wars recently.
No, that was Desert Storm.
That was Desert Storm. Back in the 90s.
They were thinking that was going to be a big thing at that point.
Right. Uh-huh.
What's the big deal now? Is there anything general?
Oh, yeah. We have so many accolades right now. I mean, I could safely say that sometimes we are in competition with BAMC. Hospital.
BAMC?
Bamford Army Medical Center.
Where are they?
They're one of the biggest hospitals in the continental United
States. But where are they?
Fort Hood.
I would have to ask that.
So I think it's Fort Hood or San Antonio. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's over there somewhere.
It's somewhere on the other side of Texas.
Yeah, we don't worry about them.
But because the friendly competition we have with each other, we're always trying to be spearheaded in Army medicine because of the research that's done and all of our physicians, doctors, and residents that do all the research. We have so many accolades already. In July of 2017, we became the first military treatment facility in the state of Texas to be qualified for the Immunization Action Coalition's Hepatitis B Birth Dose Honor Roll. And that means that we educate moms on when they first have their child on giving their child a hepatitis B. Oh. And we are supposed to reach a 90% or greater in administrating the vaccine. And we exceeded that by administrating 96% of the births in William Beaumont. William Beaumont right now averages about 150 births per month.
Are those actually service people or their spouses?
Well, I assume spouses or service members as well.
I mean, not having 150 soldiers giving birth necessarily, but the family is having one.
Whether they're an active duty mom or a spouse,
okay,
they are coming to Beaumont and having their babies at Beaumont.
What have been some highlights of that hospital over the years?
Well, in early year of 2017, we were designated as a bariatric center of excellence for metabolic and bariatric surgery and quality improvement program. We're the only Department of Defense military treatment facility to have this accolade.
You got anything to do with the space shuttle?
The space shuttle?
No, I mean at the shuttle. Space station?
The space station. I don't think so.
You're not sending people up there to do experiments or anything? No, I'm just curious. Because,
I know some people I'd like to.
Yeah, but you mentioned research. I'm just wondering, what are you doing in research?
Just that a lot of medicinal and research with diseases or medicine, advancements in that. And eventually, because of the good hard work that our folks do, it becomes Army medicine standard.
Interesting.
Well, you have soldiers that are around the world that are exposed to a lot of different viruses and things that they would not necessarily get here stateside. So I think a lot of that comes out of it, plus injuries that they get in the war, whether it be, you know, head injuries or whatever. A lot of that is where a lot of the new science has come out of, is from, unfortunately, from wars.
We start up a caller, 544-5876. This is Bobby. Bobby, got you on the air. What's up?
Hi, I'm really enjoying your program today because I was at Beaumont. Well, I worked at the VA, but I would eat lunch at Beaumont, and their sloppy joes were the best.
Hospital food.
My question is, Ms. Payan, if she ever heard a story that got around that there was a certain elevator that would, by itself, travel up to the upper floors and it would be empty, and the hospital staff would know that someone had died.
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
I have not heard about a haunted elevator. This is the first time I hear about that, and my office is kind of close to the elevators. but that's the first time I hear about it. Can you tell me more?
It was something that was talked about because, you know, the Beaumont people and the VA people would interact. And, of course, there were people there that had been there longer than me because I started in 2001. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it came to me with people talking about Beaumont, and that's how I learned about it.
Interesting.
Is that the same one that used to stick me between floors all the time? I hated that elevator. It probably is. That there were some interesting elevators that would tick their own minds and do things.
I'm sure they're going to have different elevators in the new place.
Well, I hope so, yes.
Well, this maybe kind of explain how one evening I did have to work very late. It was very dark, and the hospital looked very quiet and still, and I kind of got a little bit of chills. Because it just felt eerie in the hospital, and I kept telling myself, I better close up and go home.
Give Bobby your phone number.
It did happen during the evening hours.
Oh my goodness!
That you just wrecked my memory, and it would happen during the late hours when there would be a few staff people, and they would hear an elevator come up, wait for it to open, and of course it was empty. And that was their clue that someone had died.
Did it happen every time?
No, it didn't happen that often.
I mean, look out, here comes an elevator, you're going to die. You know,
no,
not one of those.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting story.
Very interesting.
We'll put out a phone number here in a bit if you want to share that story with the Beaumont people, all right?
I'm sorry?
We'll put a phone number out here shortly if you want to share that story with them.
Oh, okay.
Because they heard it here, but they're going to have to write it down. I know that. But thank you for calling.
Well, maybe somebody that was part of the nursing or the doctor staff at Beaumont remembers that story.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. Take care.
Okay.
Have a good day. 544, we got to take a break.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text TIP to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text TIP to 321321. That's TIP to 321321.
The 2018 Spring Parade of Homes is April 7th through the 22nd, presented by Franklin Building Materials and the El Paso Association of Builders. Come see homes by 9 of El Paso's finest builders, showcasing the latest home designs, trends, and decor. Homes made for living, great for entertaining. Just off Artcraft and West Side Drive, $5, 13 and over, hospital and medical office employees and staff, free with ID, courtesy of GECU. Open weekdays 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., weekends 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The 2018 Parade of Homes, April 7th through the 22nd. Visit ElPasoBuilders.com for more information.
Save our school. After 60 years, Our Lady of the Valley Catholic School may close its doors. Help raise funds for Our Lady of the Valley by attending a benefit and concert this Saturday, April 14th, with Christine Ostase, beginning at 4 p.m. For tickets, call 240-3510.
To prevent muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. Ask your pharmacist for TheraWorks Relief.
the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
A lot of important things to do here. What's the special at Pepe's?
Rolled tacos.
There you go, rolled tacos. Rolled tacos, special at Pepe's. And we got Daryl on the phone. We'll get to him in a second. He'll let you know. History Lessons, Southwest Chapter, Railway Locomotive Historical Society, meeting Wednesday, April 11th, and they're at Serapi Restaurant on Montana, 6 p.m., 591-2326. El Paso Streetcar Update. We'll have to get them on here one day soon. Genealogy Society, meeting April 12th, and that's an evening event. I think there's food involved, but ask them, 591-2326. How to fill in blanks in your ancestors' lives. Make up stuff.
Yeah.
No.
I like the blanks in my family.
Let's leave them blank here. Daughters of the Republic of Texas Rio Grande Chapter, Friday, April 13th. That's a great day. McGoffin Home. And that's at 1 p.m. There's no food involved, I'm guessing. History and Tour McGoffin Home, 760-5775. And you got the Corral coming.
I know. The El Paso Corral of the Westerners, which is the international group, will meet Friday, April 20th at the Holiday Inn over there at El Paso West at I-10 and Sunland Park Drive. And their program this month, and it's going to be a great one, is Bronco Sue, Old West Serial Killer, or Just Unlucky in Love. And it'll be presented by the serial killer herself, Patricia Kidney. And the program,
no.
I know.
The kill cereal.
The programming dinner cost is only $20. And this, you can give them a call at 759-9538 to make your reservation. Then the Harvey Girls are out there again, and they're going to be celebrating their 112th anniversary of the Harvey Girls and Harvey House restaurants in El Paso, which ran from 1906 to 1948. And this event's going to be held Sunday, April 22nd at the International Museum of Art on Montana at 1 p.m. And they're going to have Alan Affleck, who will present his role in the historic preservation and restoration of the Fred Harvey locations in Winslow, Arizona, and Las Vegas, New Mexico.
You were standing on a corner.
He was just standing there. And you can learn about pottery along the railroad and the Harvey Girls' history of the Southwest, and it's free admission. It's going to be a great event, so come on out there. And then Club Friendship will meet Tuesday, April 24th at St. Paul's Methodist Church, and their program will be Wagons West, presented by Bernie Sargent.
We like him.
Yeah, we like
him.
We
expect him in here shortly, don't
yes,
we?
He should be in here. So, that, again, that'll be April 24th.
All right, we're almost out of time here. Miss Amabilia Payan.
And I'm
yes,
putting
you
her picture
call me
up.
Amby.
How close did I get to your actual name?
Very close,
okay.
Very good.
Well, thank you for coming in. You're the public
You're
information
welcome.
Officer.
I want to thank you, though, really for this opportunity.
Well, throw your phone number out, because people may need to find you with artifacts and memorabilia stories. And again,
yes.
This is at the William Beaumont.
Yes, and my number is 915-742-6006. You can also email us at wbamcpao@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
You can email us if you rather do that as well. And if you want to visit with me, just simply ask for the PAO and they'll direct you to my office.
I got to apologize to Daryl. We're not going to get to him on the phone here.
Oh, Daryl.
Wait, the time is zero now because they just started the music. Here it comes. Daryl, we'll talk. Daryl, come out to Pepe's. We'll talk to Daryl at Pepe's.
And I'm putting Amby's picture and information up on Facebook, so her
phone number
will be up there.
You can
Thanks.
Tag us, too. We have a Facebook page as well.
Oh, there you go.
Fair enough. Everybody else, next hour, we're talking the history of the El Paso Coliseum. And those people are here ready to go. See you then. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Warning.